Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, April 6th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and today we want to encourage you with a message titled, Considering Jesus. Listen as Brooksine reads the scripture text from Hebrews 12, 2 and 3.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
Yesterday I preached a message titled, It's Still the Cross. The title is based on a song I've been blessed by lately that reminds us of the primacy of the cross of Christ. And actually, I have posted both an audio and video version on the post today. I also want to share today, below the message, a selection of scripture verses that we read yesterday in our church that I prepared for congregational reading. And it's really related to today's message.
This week we consider a special, a wonderful week in the church year. Many church traditions call it Holy Week or Passion Week. The four Gospels cover the life of Christ, a period of about 33 years, but most of this material deals with just the 3.5-year period of his earthly ministry.
However, an astounding 30 of the 89 accumulative chapters in the four Gospels cover the period beginning with Christ's triumphal entry through his resurrection and post-resurrection appearances. Mathematically, this means that approximately 33% of the written material in the Gospels deal with a mere 0.05% of our Lord's life. Well, in the providence of God, we have a much greater proportion of scriptural revelation dealing with God's greatest act of mercy in providing our redemption.
This week is a wonderful time to especially consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men. The word consider translates the Greek word
analogizomai,
which is used only here in the entire New Testament. The English word analyze is related to this word. It means to carefully estimate and contemplate.
Well, all through this week, we'll be focusing on how our Lord, quote, endured the cross for our redemption, noting several of the specific forms of pain and shame our Lord endured from Gethsemane to his final cry on the cross. Each of these was either excruciatingly painful or humiliatingly shameful, often both. We want to consider them, even the, quote, minor, end quote, ones, which in themselves were despicable, such as him being spat upon, which we will actually consider tomorrow.
The writer of Hebrews gives us a powerful reason for this exercise, and I quote, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Encouragement is a prominent theme in the book of Hebrews. In fact, the theme verse for our ministry comes from Hebrews 3:13, encourage one another daily.
Today we have this same need, don't we? The cares of life and persistent attacks by our enemy can weary us. And we may lose heart if our human sight and reasoning is limited to this life only. Just as Jesus endured the unimaginable because his sight was fixed on the future joy of sitting again at his Father's right hand, we too can endure pain, opposition, and the trials of life for the future glory of spending eternity in heaven.
By deeply contemplating the various aspects of Christ's redemptive work, culminating with his sacrificial death on the cross on our behalf, we receive encouragement and renewed determination to press on in our faith.
And here's a portion of the song I quoted earlier in the message that if you go to our post today is available. It's both audio and video. It's an astounding song, I feel. It goes, it's still the cross. It's still the blood of Calvary that cleanses sins and sets the captives free. It's still the name of Jesus that has power to save the lost. It's still the cross.
Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I want to fix my eyes, my thoughts, and my affections on you, my blessed Redeemer. Though you faced enormous opposition that would provide understandable excuse for altering your redemption plan, nevertheless, you endured Calvary's cross. When I consider the depth of your commitment, I am determined to be faithful even in the night seasons of my Christian walk. Jesus, help me to endure by keeping my eyes not on that which is seen, but on the future rewards that you promise to those who are faithful. Amen.
Amen. Let us all fix our eyes on Jesus. Well, thanks for joining us today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Monday, April 6th, 2009. We do especially urge you to go to our site today. We have a number of additional features and quite a few photographs up as well. We have a chart that is based upon some material we learned from the Life Application Bible that really goes through and explains the various events that happened this special week in the church calendar. I also have posted, as I mentioned in the message, the reading we shared yesterday in church. We feel it might be a blessing to families, or maybe a pastor might be able to use this same reading in a church service this week sometime. We have two songs posted. One, the one that we've referred to and shared a bit of, called It's Still the Cross, both audio and video for this song, as well as a page for the lyrics. And another song that Brooksine led in our church yesterday called The Wonderful Cross. And then a whole bunch of photos for a weekend. And I'm not going to explain them. If you're interested, please go to our site today and look them over. Also, some of you are aware that we have been, for the last couple months, renovating our kitchen for our friends and family especially, but that can include you. We have posted a page that just sort of shows some of the changes that we made, and we thank God for this very usable space in our home that we pray will bring God glory. Well, have a blessed day. Continue to fix your eyes on Jesus.